On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal
soul in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home.
Glory, glory.
With the redeemed,
never
of God
stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain. There'll be no more strife.
Yes, raising the likeness
in
of my
likeness.
Savior, ready to live.
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal,
free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Glorified
with him forever, death will be lost in victory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Oh, yes.
I'll have a new home.
Glory, glory.
With the redeemed,
never
God
stand.
Sorrow, no more pain,
there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raising the likeness
in
of
his likeness,
ready to live.
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal.
What a hallelujah morning, when the last trump of God shall sound. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal
grace, all bursting saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Oh, yes.
I'll have a new home.
Glory, glory.
With reading no God to stand.
No more pain,
there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raising the likeness
in
of
his likeness,
ready to live.
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to the Passion for Christ show. So glad to have you, friend. This is your host, Bruce Kessler, and I'm privileged to be a part of the greatest movement ever, a follower of Jesus Christ. You see, in him I find peace, joy, and happiness, and I'm blessed beyond measure more than I could ever deserve. And I am so thankful that you, friend, are listening to this broadcast. My goal here is very simple. That is to encourage you along the way to help you find your passion in life in Jesus Christ. Upcoming in our study segment, I'm going to be asking the question, are you cursed? That's right. Are you cursed? But first, headline news. Get this, a Presbyterian pastor who posted a sign calling homosexuality a sin and Bruce Jenner a man has been forced out of his California church. That's right, folks. Justin Hoke of Trinity Bible Presbyterian Church in Weed, California, said that most members of the small congregation had promised to leave if he stayed. It was determined that it would be in the best interest of the local body if we parted ways. Hoke had posted a sign in front of the church that read, Bruce Jenner is still a man and homosexuality is still sin. The culture may change, the Bible does not. And that really drew protest outside the church building and sparked coverage in the local media too. Everybody was upset. The sign's message, however, Hoke said, is reflected in Scripture. The ultimate purpose was to say that while the culture may change, the Bible does not. The culture is now demanding that we call good what the Bible calls evil. The church, though, either didn't agree with the message or didn't want the attention. So, he's gone. There you go, folks. Church removes pastor for sign declaring homosexuality a sin. And Bruce Jenner, amen. Folks, this is the time that we live in. Just imagine that. You preach something that you believe, the Bible says, and it sparks controversy, and you got protest everywhere and media attention. I'm telling you what, folks, we need to pray. Get this. The movie about abortion, Dr. Kermit Gosnell, won't release on DVD until February, but it's already number one on Amazon.com. Have you heard about that? There was a movie called Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. And by the way, it was in the movies, but they suppressed it. But it's now number one on Amazon's list of DVD bestsellers. Scheduled to be released February 5th. What is it about, you ask? Well, the movie tells the story of the Philadelphia abortion doctor who performed illegal late-term abortions and was arrested and sentenced for his crimes. That's right. He delivered live babies and snipped their spinal cords to kill them. And some people said it's the best movie about abortion ever made. Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life for America also applauded the film. After watching the Gosnell movie, I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm more motivated than ever to end abortion. Every American should watch this movie. Every American. Well, get that, folks. The movie called Gosnell, The Trial of America's Best, Our Biggest Serial Killer, is number one already on Amazon DVD bestsellers. Folks, Satan tries to suppress the truth about things, and some things just needs to be said and heard. Well, get this. An Alabama Chick-fil-A opened their doors on Sunday to make a 14-year-old autistic boy's birthday wish come true. That's right, 14-year-old Elijah Sprague, who is diagnosed with both autism and cerebral palsy, only wished to work at a Chick-fil-A drive-thru for his birthday. So his uncle and manager of the local Chick-fil-A and the store's owner opened the store. How about that, folks? And the young man was able to hand out cookies to about 40 cars filled with friends and family through the drive-thru. After the team was able to hand out cookies with his friends and family and everyone else who came into the restaurant, they celebrated his birthday with a large cookie cake. And Renee and her husband decided to adopt this young boy despite his condition. And on Sunday, he was able to celebrate his 14th birthday. Isn't that incredible, folks? Renee thanked everyone for making her son's birthday so special. She also encouraged people to remember how much kids with special needs have to offer the community. The community needs to realize that this is really a special population of kids. They do have special needs, but they have so much to offer. Well, amen, folks. Chick-fil-A opens on Sunday. Makes 14-year-old autistic boy's birthday wish come true. Isn't that incredible and exciting? And what a lift for that young boy. Well, amen, folks. we need to do the same thing. Go out into the world and do something good for someone else and watch them smile and say, God loves you. Amen, folks. And that's our headline news for this radio broadcast. Now it's time for Name That Bible Character segment. Here is your clue. I am where the disciples first saw the risen Jesus. What city am I? Here is your clue. One more time. I am where the disciples first saw the risen Jesus. What city am I? We will reveal the answer following our study segment. So get excited, folks, for that exciting reveal and Name That Bible Character segment. Now it's time for our study segment for this broadcast. Are you under a curse? Are you cursed? Well, what is a curse? Well, it's a couple of things. One, a curse is an offensive word that's uttered out of anger or frustration. Or a curse is a solemn utterance to invoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment or judgment on someone. I remember in junior high, we used to have this silly curse. We always said against those that annoyed us the most. We would say, may 1,000 fleas infest your armpits. Disgusting, right? Well, there is a curse that affects all humanity. And it has nothing to do with any human. It has nothing to do with any witch or warlock. Where does it come from? Paul talks about this kind of curse that I mentioned here in Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, notice in verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. So there is a curse that affects all humanity. Every single one of us, whoever lived, ever will live, if God permits, and who is living right now, you listener, are under a curse. It is a harsh warning for anyone who is relying on observing the law. You are under a curse. The warning is based on a quotation from the law itself. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, it talks about that. Let's turn there. Get your Bibles out, listener, and let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 27. You remember that particular passage in that chapter? You remember the scene as the children of Israel were about to go into the land of Canaan, go across the River Jordan, and Moses was commanding the people that same day, it says in verse 11 and verse 12, that shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people, and some shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse. You had some on one mountain to bless and some on the other mountain to curse. And he set forth all of these curses and blessings by the Levites. And every time the people would hear the curse and they would say, Amen. And then in verse 26 it says, cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Imagine that scene. To be cursed, then, is to be under a divine sentence of death. That is, because of God's holy righteousness, He alone can make that pronouncement. A sentence of death, rejected, judged, condemned, devoted to destruction. A sentence of eternal death. And that applied to everyone without exception. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Turn there in Romans chapter 8. Listen to these words here. Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of what? The law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, He condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You see, that we are free from that curse in Christ Jesus of the law of sin and death. That's the curse of the law. James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. It doesn't matter if you got all 9 of the commandments right. You just slip in one. It's over. It's doomed. You are cursed. It's curtains. And you are dead. Dead spiritually. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Paul there ties this beautifully together with his statement. For the wages of sin is death. Is death. And the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow. Cursed. Cursed. You see, these curses of God go all the way back even to the Garden of Eden. When old serpent, he cursed him. Cain cursed him. Even the earth was cursed. If you remember, thorns and thistles. We are cursed today, a divine sentence of death. If without Christ we stand alone, if without Christ we're trying to work our way into heaven, if without Christ we are trying to do it on our own, so to speak. We stand alone, we stand without His holy righteousness and His blood. And we become and are cursed. But it is this curse, though, that takes on a new dimension on the cross that Jesus died on. And why it's so relevant today to even talk about this curse. Go back to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. Paul says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. Having become a curse for us. What? Having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. What does that mean? What does that look like? What is he talking about? Now, think in terms of ancient Israel. Go all the way back to Deuteronomy. We want to go all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 21. Go all the way back there, friend, listener, brother and sister. Go all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 21 and verse 22. Verse 21 and verse 22. Listen to this. If a man has committed a sin deserving of death, and he is put to death, you hang him on a tree. His body shall not remain overnight on the tree, but ye shall surely bury him that day, so that you do not defile the land which the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance. for he who is hanged is what? Listen. Is cursed, accursed of God. Now let's go back with our minds back to Galatians, where it says that Jesus became a curse for us. He was accursed for you and me. He was accursed. You see, there was something worse than being put to death in ancient Israel. When somebody was really bad, when they would be stoned to death, after they were stoned to death, they would be nailed to a tree so that everyone who saw them would know that they were cursed, that they were rejected by God. But oh, how Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. I want you to get that meaning. It's the same meaning that we find all the way back in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 4. 53 and verse 4, surely he's borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 sums it up really, really well. Verse 21, for he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now listen. Jesus not only died in our place. You see, that would be wonderful. It would be what? Mark 10 verse 45 says that Jesus says, I came not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. That would be good. That would be wonderful. That would be powerful indeed. But Jesus not only died in our place, a ransom, a sacrifice, but he took the place as the accursed of God, being hung on a tree in open shame and degradation. Why? Because your sin, friend, listener, my sin, he took on the cross. Are you cursed? Friend, listener, without Christ, you are cursed. In Christ, you are free. Stand in liberty of that curse. That fact alone, brother and sister and friend and listener, that fact alone should cause our hearts to melt and fall on our knees and give praise to God for his great grace. And I pray today that you are not cursed, that you know what Christ has done on your behalf, that you will accept that free gift of amazing grace so that you can begin to live that life that he's called you into, that abundant life of glory and fruitfulness and productiveness. Are you there? I hope so. Now we have Name That Bible Character segment. Here was the clue. I am where the disciples first saw the risen Jesus. What city am I? John chapter 20, 19 is the answer. The answer is Jerusalem. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. I am where the disciples first saw the risen Jesus. What city am I? Jerusalem is the answer. And name that Bible character segment. Well, folks, you too can be a part of the greatest movement ever and become a follower of Jesus Christ. For you see, in him you can find peace, joy, and happiness, and be blessed beyond measure, more than you ever deserve. My goal here has been very simple. That is to encourage you along the way to help you find your passion in life in Jesus Christ. If you ever come through Norman, Oklahoma, stop by and visit with us at the South Canadian Valley Church of Christ. And if you can, well, visit our website, normanchurch.com, normanchurch.com, normanchurch.com. Well, friend, so glad that you've listened to this broadcast. May God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise God. Give thanks to the Father in all.
In all that you say and do.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Sing glory, hallelujah. Christ the Lord has died for you.
Praise God.
Praise God. Give thanks to the Father in all.
In all that you say and do.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Sing glory, hallelujah. Christ the Lord has risen for you.
Praise God.
Praise God. Give thanks to the Father in all.
In all that you say and do.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Sing glory, hallelujah. Christ the Lord is living for you.
Praise God.
Praise God. Give thanks to the Father in all.
In all that you say and do.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Sing glory, hallelujah. Christ the Lord is coming for you.
Christ the Lord is coming for you.
Christ the Lord is coming for you.